Hello, I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yes.
And is your home a single family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Manufactured home.
And do you own or rent your home?
We're buying it. It's not rented, but it's...
But for the moment, which one shall I record for you, own or rent?
I'd have to say own then.
Okay. And please tell me, in what year was your home built? In an estimated is fine.
2004.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Of Florida?
Yes.
Did you say? Because we haven't been in this house that long. We moved here in October.
But you, in general, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since October 1st of 2003.
This year? The last year, sorry?
2003?
Okay, so like 20 years, correct?
Yeah, at least.
19, to be exactly, okay? And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, Category 4, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Charlie and Ian.
And do you remember the category, the number of the...
No, I don't. I don't remember. Fords, I think.
Okay, and can you tell me the year of the Hurricane Charlie, Category 3?
2004 for Charlie and 22 for Ian. I think it was 22.
Okay. Yes, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
Yes.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
You mean for repairs?
Yes.
It was somewhere around $56,000.
Okay. And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? What is the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, floating trees falling on your home, or something else?
Well, the major damage was somebody else's roof landed on ours.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane right now? Related to tornado or falling hazards, do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not at all?
We're kind of worried about it.
Extremely or just somewhat?
Well, I'm not...
Vulnerable.
Somewhat
vulnerable, okay.
Yeah.
And if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? Put up hurricane shelters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative friend in other area, or I will not make any preparations. My home is already prepared.
We will probably leave.
And it's a... drive to home of a relative, friend in another area, or you
out of the area. That's probably a hotel or motel, something.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours or others.
No, there's not a whole lot I can do to this house to prepare it.
Okay. Do you think it will be secured within a few hours?
I'll have to say that, yeah.
And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not at all?
I'm not certain at all.
Not at all. And now please select your...
Not if we get another storm like Ian.
Okay. And now please select your top three sources of information. I have internet sources other than social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, or social media, or WhatsApp.
Your the paper three. And TV.
And the last one, radio, internet sources, friends and family, or social media, or WhatsApp.
TV.
But I just have I need one more. You say TV, newspapers, and
TV,
I need one
TV
more.
TV and papers.
And internet
the
sources.
We'll say the neighbors.
Okay, neighbors. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness? From 1 to 5.
Probably a 3.
And have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, or cost of housing? Or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness? Which factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Hello?
I'm still here. I'm not.
Okay. Which one should I record? I have. Yeah, I can repeat the list. It's not a problem. I have property taxes, transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, or cost of housing.
Cost of housing.
Okay.
Just pick that.
And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
Repeat that, please.
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane was its issue, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably if we get notified to evacuate.
And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not live under any circumstances?
We will probably go to another state.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? An estimated is fine.
Oh, God. Put it down as $25,000. I'm not sure.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $25,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Very certain. I could probably come up with $25,000. Probably not, or not at all. I could not come up with
$25,000. Maybe $25,000.
Probably, okay? It's not very certain,
yeah.
But probably.
Yeah.
And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Decreased significantly, somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Now, say what was that? What was the property value?
Your home insurance rate in the last year decreased significantly, somewhat remained.
I assume it's going to go up. We didn't move in until December, so
just somewhat. But what about 1 to 3 years? Remain the same, increase somewhat, or decrease?
It's going to increase. It could increase somewhat, at least.
Some. And what about 3 to 5 years? Do you think it will remain the same, increase
probably
somewhat, or increase?
Go up. Oh, it's going to increase some more.
Okay, over 10%?
Probably.
Okay, and what about 5 to 10 years? Remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly, over 10%?
Probably 10%, though I expect I'll be long gone.
Okay, just someone. We'll just say just someone.
Yeah, somewhat.
And as a result, someone increased. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
I probably have to continue paying higher rates. It's not going to go down.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the third. We're at 75%. Thank you so much for your time. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Probably less than 60%.
And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home?
Probably move to another state.
Another state. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no? Or I have already dropped insurance.
Our home is still mortgaged, so I'd be paying.
But would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
Probably not.
And if a major hurricane, yes, probably not. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government will help to reimburse your cost? The federal government, state government, local government, or you think government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would say the Fed.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? From 1 to 5.
I'll give it a 4.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk? From 1 to 5, how much confidence?
About 4, I guess. Yeah.
That new development takes into account hurricane wind risk. From 1 to 5?
I would hope they're going to do better. 5, I would hope.
5, okay. And the last 2, that new development takes into account flood risk. From 1 to 5?
I'll say 4. Say 4.
And the last one, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
I'm going to go to a 3.
3, okay. And the last 2 questions are about sea level rise, and we're done. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected, yes or no?
Oh, yes, they'd definitely be affected.
And will you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
I'd say yes, I would.
In the private market?
Well, this home that one's very questionable. I don't know what I do because I don't think I can do anything. The position is I'm not financially able to do that.
Okay, but which one should I record for you? In the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
Take the government.
Okay. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, or increase both income and property taxes?
So,
and most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation above and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, or slightly, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Price,
okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20?
Probably like 5 years, because we're in our mid-80s, so I don't think we'll be around for
that. Okay. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Again, thank you for kind of to help us. Could you please tell me your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages? It's 18 to 20.
85.
Sorry, 18. I'm sorry?
85.
Thank you, sir. And what is your gender for quality purposes of the call?
Male.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Are under 12 years old? How many?
None.
Are 65 or older?
Two.
And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, or living with partners, widow, divorced, or separate? Thank you.
Married.
And what is the highest level of grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
Well, for me, it's a bachelor's degree. For the wife, it's had some college.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And what racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian,
white.
Black, ethnic? Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And the last question, please tell me which is the income range for your household. It just stop me when I get the right category, please. Under $20,000, $20,000 to less than $30,000, $30,000 to less than $50,000, $50,000 to less than $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000.
The value of the house, are you saying?
The income range for your household.
Oh, income.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 80.
Okay, 75 to 100. Is that correct?
That's close enough.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your help. Your opinion is very important for us. And thank you for your time. And again, thank you for your help,
thank
sir.
You.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.